Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide.com for Wednesday, November 24. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, Thanksgiving comes at just the right time. That, plus the latest economic reports and earnings, just ahead. Well, I've often thought that Thanksgiving comes at just the right time of the year. Of course, for the pilgrims, it was their opportunity to thank God for their wonderful harvest and the grace that they received in surviving in a new, hostile land. Still today, that same rhythm of life applies. Even in Manhattan skyscrapers, no less than a Missouri farm, this rhythm of life still holds sway. And for both the farmer and the financier, the ability to survive and perhaps even flourish is a blessing. And for that blessing, we are due to be thankful. I've never worked on a farm, but I do know the corporate world, and this time of the year is the time that we take stock, both of what we've accomplished so far and for those last few weeks of the year when we hope to accomplish even more. By now, all of the finance departments have presented a preliminary report to the CEO or president. You might consider it a Thanksgiving report, although few, if any, CEOs would call it that. It tells that CEO just what the corporation has done up to now. Now, most executives will turn the report around and use it as a way to motivate their departments to work toward their year-end goals in the last few days that remain this year. In modern corporate America, most senior executives are now compensated on the exec's ability to meet those company goals. First conceived in the business schools, the concept behind this goal-oriented management was to more closely align the executives with the shareholders, putting CEO and stakeholders on the same page. All too often, however, the reality has been that a sense of anxiety, even fear, is involved in these year ends. As if beating last year's results were all important, sometimes careers can even be on the line if quotas are not met. It's an unfortunate reality that fear is often a prime motivation as departments from sales to marketing to production seek to make their numbers. What a different world this might be if instead of working for artificial corporate goals, we took time to give real thanks in this month for the things that have indeed been accomplished, recognizing God's hand in everything we do. I have no doubt that this attitude would change your company and perhaps the world. Now, I do hope you have a wonderful day of Thanksgiving tomorrow. Well, it's one of the biggest days for economic reports this year, as the Thanksgiving holiday has moved 3 days of reports into just one. So let me tell you what I'm focused on right now, and we'll review them all a little later. The first thing I'm looking at today is the revision to the last quarter's GDP. Now, 99 times out of 100, this is no big deal. GDP numbers are seldom revised significantly, but today might be an exception. So I'll be carefully looking at both the GDP growth number and the GDP prices. The other important number will be durable goods, new home sales, and personal income and spending. Let's focus on those, and then we'll review all the rest when we do our update later this afternoon. In marked contrast, the earnings calendar today is extremely light, with only John Deere & Company the major report. Deere results are already in, and the stock is trading higher in the pre-market. And that's TheValueSide.com for this Wednesday, November 24. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revell. Please join me in giving thanks for all of our blessings.